Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Breaking news all around Trump's appointments. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance is on Capitol Hill right now pushing the nominations that President-elect Trump has pushed out. And there's a lot of questions regarding missing children as the IG's report comes out about missing migrant children. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's an honor to welcome back to the show Congressman Jeff Van Drew, the fighter for South Jersey and for America, and he won in a landslide victory on Election Day. Congressman, congratulations. Thank you for joining me today.
Rich, it's great to be with you as always, and as always, I appreciate the work you do in getting the word out and getting the truth out.
I was with our friends last night with Chairman Mike Donohue and Chairman Don Purdy and Chairman Sean Golden. We were talking about how great New Jersey looks heading into 2025. And we had an incredible election and how incredible Donald Trump performed in the Garden State.
Well, you know, I knew that he could. And it's funny, I spoke to the president on midnight before the election. And he said, Jeff, how are we going to do it? I said, we're going to do good. I said, I don't know if we're going to quite make it or not, but we are definitely, absolutely going to do better than anybody's done before in a presidential election. For your listeners to understand, presidentials are typically tough for conservatives, typically tough for Republicans, because people pour out of the cities, whether it's Philadelphia or Atlantic City or Bridgeton or Rhineland or Pleasantville, you know, wherever it is, in whatever state. It's a tougher time, but there was a different mood, and I think there is a shifting in the political paradigm. People who, whether they live in cities, suburbs, urban areas, rural areas, that are just working people, they are so damn tired of it. They're tired of the internationalists, the hoity-toity folks that think that they're so much smarter than everybody else, and that they made America. Let me tell you, Rich, the people that made America, the people that are listening to your show right now, are working people who work their back off, pay their taxes, don't ask for much, but just want to have a free country.
Congressman, I agree with you. And I also spoke to the president on election night. He called into my show, which was a tremendous honor. He asked me how we were doing in Pennsylvania and Philly, and I told him he was going to outperform Philadelphia. And then he made this point. He said this. Take a listen to this.
Love to do. I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
That's what he said to me, Congressman. The president said he wanted my ratings to go to zero.
Now, you took that out of context.
I did. That's true.
I know you did. So, May, I'm going to guess, because he wants things to be so good that you won't have anything to talk about anymore. Maybe that's it.
He wanted everybody to stop listening and go vote and stay in line if they were in line. And people did. And they waited in line for hours, even in New Jersey, just to help deliver the popular vote for him. It was great.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, I've spoken to him since. In fact, I spoke to him yesterday, and we spoke, you know, about the wind turbines. And briefly, I mean, he's got a lot going on. We're all trying to give him a little space so he gets maybe a couple hours sleep every night. He's an amazing man. How they can keep going. But anyhow, just for the folks listening out there, because I know the folks in Pennsylvania care, just as the people in New Jersey care, just as people who love our ocean and our coast, which I know you do. You're down every year. He is not giving up on that. We are working on it. We're working on executive orders, working with my office to come up with something not only to stop the brand new projects that there aren't leases for yet, but also to stop the projects where there is a lease already. So we're not going to give up on this. We're going to keep pushing.
Bravo. You know, you are such a hero to the coast, to the whales and dolphins, to the Jersey Shore. I'm grateful for it. You are a tireless warrior on this issue, Congressman Van Drew, and I want people to know that you're still holding hearings on this. You're not letting it go. You've kept your foot on the gas the entire time, and now having your friend, your very close friend, President Trump, in the White House now, this is going to be a very big deal for everybody who loves and enjoys the Jersey Shore, just like we do. A lot of things I want to ask you about. First of all, I'm very nervous about what the Biden administration is doing with Ukraine by allowing them to use these long-range missiles into Russia. I think it's completely disrespectful to the president-elect who wants to see this war come to an end. I feel like they're escalating things to make it very difficult for President-elect Donald Trump to be able to do his job, and it's very dangerous.
I am angry, and to be honest with you, tired of Joe Biden. I'm angry at him. I'm tired of him. We wouldn't have the situation that we have in Israel and in Gaza and then with Hezbollah, with Hamas, with all of it, if it wasn't for Joe Biden. It's because of what he allowed Iran to get away with. And we wouldn't have the situation at all in Ukraine, because when it happened last time, when President Trump was president and was in control, when Putin started to make noise, Trump just put his foot down and stopped it. Now we are where we are. And this president, Biden, keeps getting us further and further into it, spending more, risking our nation and our world, a possible world war. For real, this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, the landmines he's allowing to be used, the missiles that he's allowed them to use, we've got to try to de-escalate. And for some damn reason, he probably doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Somebody around him is doing it. They're escalating this war. And you know what I say to the folks that are listening to you out there? Whether you're a conservative or liberal, a Democrat or Republican, you should have the bejeebies scared out of you on this. This is serious stuff. So I just can't wait until President Trump gets in to try to get this under control. But the scary part of it, Rich, is it's getting worse while we wait for January 20th to come. And I'm very concerned. And so are those that know anything about foreign affairs and international policy and know anything about this Ukrainian situation. So literally, everybody should pray to God, do everything they can, you know, just from that angle. I mean that for real, to prevent us from something disastrous happening.
Yeah, I agree. And there's even people saying that Biden may be committing an impeachable offense by doing this because he does not have the authority to do this all on his own. And that's your job as a congressman. The Congress has the job to do this, not the president. And we should be nervous about this. Putin has a lot of people in Russia who want to see him go on a very hard line here. And we're just all hoping that he doesn't escalate, that we're counting on him to not escalate at this point, basically.
Isn't that sad, Rich? We have to count on a dictator from a former communist country, Russia, to hope that he has more sense than does our president of the United States. I'm not being partisan here. I'm not being political. This is no damn talking point. This is the real thing. This is really anybody that wants peace and safety. I don't want our men and women in the military to be at risk. I don't want our country to be at risk. So this is very serious stuff. And, you know, you're so on target. What he is doing is, besides all the bad that he's doing with it, so unfair to President Trump. It's making the situation so much harder, so much tougher for Trump going in because of what he's doing here.
And then we have the missing children. You reported on, you spoke very passionately about this on the floor of the House yesterday, 150,000 missing children, maybe the number's even higher that we know about, Congressman Jeff Van Drew. I mean, this is just a complete insanity here.
Rich, again, you can't make this stuff up.
I know.
It's just unbelievable. So, you know, in the guise of being humane and worried about people around the world, we open up the floodgates. We allow everybody in. Some of them are not bad people, but they're doing it the wrong way, and it is illegal and cannot be allowed. Other ones are really bad people. We have people that are on the terror watch list that get through. We have people, and many that are caught, but not all who are caught. And we have people who are gang members, criminals, 20 to 30,000 Chinese nationals, young men coming in. What in God's name are we doing? But on top of that, we allow these unaccompanied children to come in. If it was a Republican doing this, everybody in the media would be screaming loudly about how awful it is, about how terrible it is, what is happening to these children. Here's the real deal. Some of them, we just don't know where they are. Other ones are probably in homes and in facilities where they are with drug traffickers, human traffickers, sex traffickers, and are being used. It is literally, I don't use this word very often, it is evil. It's horrible. They don't know. It's 150,000 at a minimum. It could be hundreds of thousands. They have no way of being able to tell. And it was done by Health and Human Services, as well as Homeland Security. We interviewed, obviously. We had before our committee the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Becerra. And, you know, I asked him, he's a man that has children himself, but they eased up the rules on allowing people to be sponsors of these kids when they come over. So the way they did the rules, and he wouldn't admit it, but he wasn't being straight, the way they've changed the rules, you could be a drug addict. You could be somebody with a convicted criminal record. You could be someone who refuses to get a background check, and there's still room for you to actually get one of these children. These poor kids, man, I mean, what we're doing to them. And then on top of it, because they've eased up all the regulations and rules relating to it, there are others that sneak in who are not minors but pretend to be minors, and they're committing atrocities. And I gave the example of one young woman, a 20-year-old girl that was, again, the story is not unusual, who was beaten, raped, and murdered by someone who came through this system pretending to be a minor but actually was a gang member. And that's what they did. You know what, Rich? You can't bring her back. I can't bring her back. There's no bureaucracy. There's no speech. There's no bull that's going to bring her back. Her life is lost, and others' way of life is lost because of it. It's terrible for American citizens. It's terrible for these kids. It's inhumane and inhuman. I'm so sick of it.
Well, I think evil is the exact right word on that, Congressman. Absolutely. We will be in Cape May on December 20th. I've let your people know. We'd love to have you in person join us if your schedule can accommodate it. I know you're going to be busy on Capitol Hill, but we'd love to give you a hero's welcome and a standing ovation if you do want to join us in Cape May on December 20th. If not, we'd love to have you call the show at least. But I just am so happy you got reelected. I'm so happy you have the president's ear. I know you're going to do great things for us in the next 4 years. I know that you are going to defeat these wind turbines. I know you're going to keep up the fight for our liberty and freedom. And I just want to say thank you truly for all your hard work. You are one of the absolute best.
Rich, right back at you. You're too kind. Again, Couldn't do it without good people like you, particularly you, because through you, I'm able to reach thousands upon thousands of people and let them know what the real deal is. And that's what this is about. You know, and that's what I would ask people to do. And the last thing I'll leave you with as we say goodbye is, you know, those folks out there who, you know, might be Democrats, but moderate Democrats, not crazy left-wing Democrats, Republicans and independents, man, we got to come together. We got to pave new pathways of greatness. We've got to fulfill our destiny in America. This is our chance. We must come together and do this. And because of you, I think we have a real chance. So thank you, Rich.
Amen. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here as well today. Excellent interview with the congressman. He said a lot of great things there. Wow, good stuff, especially on the Ukraine stuff. Man, I'll tell you, this is real. This is a real deal. Russia is threatening even to strike the United States and to strike our facilities. So. It's problematic. What you have to understand here is that Vladimir Putin. So I was driving back from Atlantic City, listening to the podcast with Tucker Carlson and Glenn Greenwald, and they're talking about the fact that Putin has all this pressure on him by these hardliners to fight back aggressively against Ukraine, and that's the point that the congressman made there in that interview, is that we're counting on a dictator to keep. Essentially, us from going into World War III here. We're relying on Putin at this moment to ensure that things do not escalate. So, absolutely, 100%, we are pushing him. We, the United States of America, we are pushing Vladimir Putin right now by allowing the use of these long-range missiles into Russia by Ukraine. Ukraine cannot use these without our help. And Putin knows that. And now he's got people that are to the right of him in Russia who are pushing him to retaliate in a big, big manner, to send a message to the West and to do something that could absolutely lead us into World War III. Look, Biden said it himself. Biden said he was trying to avoid World War III 2 years ago when he said he wasn't going to let them use these long range missiles. But he also said he wasn't going to give them tanks and he wasn't going to give them planes because that's World War III. And he's done all those things. And the pressure on Putin, because yes, he's a dictator, but he's not a monarch in the sense that there are people that can push him out of power. The pressure on him now is to look strong in their eyes, as the United States looks like it is helping Ukraine push into Moscow and start landing missiles in Moscow. We are flirting with nuclear war here, and I don't say that as hyperbole. I don't say that so that I can get ratings. I don't need to. Ratings are phenomenal. The best ever. But I'm just saying, the point is, it's true. We are absolutely flirting with nuclear war here by people who are hawks and people that do not want Donald Trump to end this thing. And they are forcing it to escalate in a way that could result in a nuclear holocaust. I don't say that lightly. At best, what they're doing is they're putting Donald Trump into a position where it's going to be very hard for him to walk all this back and the war is going to keep going. But at worst, they're pushing it into a situation where Putin's going to wind up using a nuke or doing something dramatic that is going to escalate NATO. It's going to cause World War III, something. That's what we're doing on the way out the door. This administration is doing. And I agree with Jeff Van Drew. I don't think it's Biden. I don't think Biden knows what friggin' day it is. I think it's absolutely 100% the people around him. It's Blinken. It's all the deep state hacks in the State Department and the Pentagon and all the gravy train in the military industrial complex who does not want this war to come to an end. Donald Trump got elected because the people of America want this war to come to an end. They do not want to continue funding this thing. If they did, Nikki Haley would be president right now, or Kamala Harris would be president right now, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump was very clear. The war ends on day one. He gets elected, this war comes to an end. And he won. He won the popular vote, and he won the Electoral College vote. And this war comes to an end. And they don't want it to come to an end. And they are escalating this now, and they are putting all of our lives at risk. I cannot emphasize that enough. And you know me, and all these years we've been together, and obviously we have new people joining the show every day, and the Zioli Army continues to grow. And we love it. It's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for spreading the word. You are a marketing department. Thank you. But if you've been with me from day one, you know I don't say stuff like this just for the sake of saying stuff like this. I don't say stuff like this just to make a big splash. In fact, I hate people that do that. I really do. I have a real problem with people that have a responsibility behind a microphone and use outrageous, completely irresponsible hyperbole. Well, the left does it all the time. And part of the reason why MSNBC's ratings have gone to hell is because for years they kept telling everybody Trump was going to go to prison, he was going to get locked up, he's Hitler, blah, blah, blah. None of those things came true, and their audience left. They said, you lied to us for all these years. See, I know your time is valuable and precious. I don't lie to you. I don't BS you. I tell you how I feel. I tell you the truth always. And I try to give you a deeper way to think about things than just the simple headlines. And we try to go deeper on this show. We always try to go into depth on topics. That's what we try to do. And so I have a problem with people who say irresponsible things behind the microphone because they have a responsibility to not waste your time or BS you to just to get ratings. So when I say it, I'm saying it because it's true. And when I have Dr. Victoria Coates say it, when I've got Congressman Jeff Van Drew say it, two of the most level-headed people I know. I have the honor of personally knowing both of those, these two people. I call them both friends. And when these two level-headed people are also saying how dangerous this is, what this administration is doing, please do not discount that. I beg of you. Do not discount that. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Sal is in Sewell, New Jersey. Hey, Sal.
Hey, nice to hear from you, Rich, again. I listened to the whole conversation, you and Mr. Congressman Van Drew. Everything right on target, Rich. I know America's agreeing with everything you're saying, but I can't believe that, like, this guy, President Biden, is still sitting in office, even though he had cognitive skills or no good with his mind. And like you said, probably somebody else is pulling the strings. But like you just said, the long-range missiles, mines they're giving him, Ukraine, if he's got no cognitive skills, how could this guy sit in the position of the presidency? Like you said, he's going to send us into a nuclear war. It's amazing. I can't believe all this before President Trump comes in office.
Yeah, you can't make this up, Sal. You really can't make this up. If this were a novel, people with a publisher would reject it and say it's completely fiction. You know what I mean? They'd say that could never happen. Congress would never allow it to happen. Where the hell is Speaker Mike Johnson in all this? That's my question, Sal. Why isn't he demanding that this administration back this down and walk this back, or they're going to impeach his ass? And you know the answer to that is because there's too many Republicans who don't think like Jeff Van Drew, and they want to see this happen. They're happy that Ukraine's getting these missiles. They wish it had happened a year or two ago. That's the problem.
You're right, Richard. And the other thing, too, like you just thought of, I thought the same thing. Somebody to save the whales and the dolphins and make our Jersey Shore look beautiful again. Thank God, Rich, we got people like Van Drew and you fighting to do this, because I hear everything you say. I agree. Since long ago, I've been listening to you. 1,000%. You're always on target. You predict, like Nostradamus, a little bit in the future, what's going to happen. And like you said, he's trying to make all this trouble so President Trump can't stop this conflict and all this war stuff going on with Israel and Ukraine and Russia. He's making more trouble just to make things turn into a terrible situation for President Trump. You're right.
Sal, thank you, buddy. Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for listening all these years. I appreciate it, my man. You have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich. You too. Take care.
You bet. Shane is in Cheltenham. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Rich. So, I mean, we all came out of the weekend, and this kind of started to break at the end of the weekend about these missiles being allowed to be used in Russia. And my first thought was I immediately called Senator Fetterman, and I called Madeline Dean's office. And I was pretty upset about this news and the fact that Congress has had no say, that they've just sat by idly by while the president just steals more power that he doesn't have. And this is terrifying. I mean, look what we woke up to today, that the Russians used an intercontinental ballistic missile strike today for the first time in history. And I think the people That was kind of like a warning shot.
I agree.
Because they weren't nuclear, thank God.
Right, but they could be.
You know, it was absolutely terrifying. This is where this guy's taking us down. And where is our congressman? Where are our senators? What is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
I know. I know. It's insane. Shane, thank you, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling.
I would urge everybody, call our senators, call your congressman.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. It's exactly right. Yes. An intercontinental ballistic missile into Ukraine capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. If you don't think that's a friggin' shot across the bow, I don't know what to tell you. Because that you don't get more of a shot across the bow than that. So what the hell are we doing here? And look, Jeff Van Drew can't fight this battle all on his own. You know what I mean? This is the problem with the Republican Party. I'm telling you, listen to me. Listen. These people want to stop Trump. Just because they have an R after their name doesn't mean that they're on his team or that they're on your team or my team. Just because they have an R, you know, they say that they're a Republican. That doesn't mean a damn thing. And what we saw with Matt Gaetz today is only the beginning. It's only the beginning of what they're going to try to do to undermine this president. Matt Gaetz was the patsy. He really was. It was a test run, I think, to see. And now we know the four senators that are going to be the ones who are going to stop the disruptors. And the problem is, too, you've got too many Republicans in the House who want to see this conflict with Ukraine keep going because they all get checks from the lobbyists and they all get checks from the military industrial complex. Just like they don't want to see Big Food have any issues or Big Pharma have any issues because they all get the checks. And they all want to one day be on a board or a corporate, you know, a board of the board of Pfizer or the board of Raytheon or whatever else. And they're going to fight like hell to make sure Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy don't get in there. And they're going to fight like hell to make sure this Ukraine war keeps going and going so that they can one day cash out and be on the board of Boeing or the board of Nabisco. I don't even know. Is Nabisco still around? I don't even have a freaking clue. But, you know, you get the point. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I had to take a quick break. I'm late, but I'll come right back. Got a lot to talk about today. I do want to let you know, though, Cherry Hill Vavo, our wonderful friends, our studio sponsor, so happy for all their great support. And the Zeoli family car is the XC90. I love the XC90. You know why? First of all, it's beautiful. It's got the third row for the kids. Safety is very important to me. It is the safest 7-passenger SUV out there. And you can lease it at Cherry Hill Volvo for as low as $687 a month with all applicable rebates. And if you're a Costco member, $2,000 in additional rebates. That's right. Just stop by Cherry Hill Volvo for all the details. Judith and her team would love to see you. And, you know, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. They are our studio sponsor. So that means a lot. They've been with us for so many years. Our biggest sponsor, the studio sponsor, doesn't get bigger than that. So I know there's a lot of Volvo dealerships out there, but in all the Volvo dealerships in all the land, there's only one that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, and that's Cherry Hill Volvo. And maybe it's the S-Class you want, made right at their plant in South Carolina, or a certified pre-owned Volvo. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, you'll be taken great care of. Judith will make sure you're happy. No pressure, ever. She always does the right thing. And she'll make sure you get the absolute, they'll maximize your savings every possible way they can. So go see them today on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, DeSantis, can I ask you a question?
I don't know. Maybe. It depends what it is.
What is this Nikki Haley live on Sirius XM? What the hell is that?
Oh, you don't listen to the Nikki Haley show?
I didn't even know she had a show. Oh, yeah. Nikki Haley live on Sirius XM? That's really a thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, she spends a couple hours each day trashing Trump's cabinet appointments.
Between her and Howard Stern, there is zero reason to subscribe to satellite radio. Zero. Zero. Justin, you don't subscribe to that crap, do you?
I didn't even know it existed. You couldn't pay me to subscribe to that.
Thank you. See that? I had the free trial. You know, you always get the free trial for 3 months and then boop, done. That's it. Stupid. The whole thing is dumb. And you can't, you know, the other problem with satellite radio, I'll be honest with you, is that they don't reach people the way that you think they do. They really don't. I mean, it's but that's ridiculous. They gave her a show. And on this stupid show, she raised concerns about Tulsi Gabbard and she slammed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is exactly what I'm talking about here. Well, let me go to Ed's call on Del Ran. He's been patiently writing poems in his head. Hello, Ed.
You know I have. Hey, let me tell you something. Even when I'm on the go, I listen to Matt DeSantis and Rich Cioli's show because it's a great show, even when you're on the go, and I stay in the know.
Thank you, but please never give him top billing ever again. That's all I ask.
I like that. Right? I like it a lot.
Hey, I did it because I wanted. I like that guy. I think he's a heck of a nice guy. So listen,
stop
and
it.
So are you.
Stop
yes.
it.
I love
hey,
Ed.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
So listen to this. This is the same. I'm going to sound like Rush Limbaugh. This is the same old playbook they always use. They use it against Brett Kavanaugh. They use it against Clarence Thomas. Uh-huh. This, oh, somebody's coming forward. They actually were inappropriate sexually and all this stuff. But here's what my wife said. If this guy, Matt Gaetz, did nothing wrong, why did he stay for the count and down for the, you know, stay on the mat and put up the fight right up to the bitter end? I don't understand. If he did nothing wrong, he should have fought it like Brett Kavanaugh did.
Damn right. Damn right, except for the problem is that if the votes weren't there and he was going to lose, it would reflect badly on President Trump if he lost, and that's the problem.
I never thought of that, and you're an astute guy, boy.
Well, you know, that's the issue. These four senators, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitch McConnell, and this new guy from Utah, that's the four. And these four I'm worried about are going to block Gabbard and block Kennedy.
These rhinos, man, I wish we could get rid of all of them because they've caused us trouble for so long. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Ed, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You keep on rhyming. Bye, Ed. All right, I thought I was going to say something else. All right. I just got an email. I'm going to share this with you from Wendy, who said, Rich, I live in the Philadelphia area for over 40 years. We moved to the California Bay Area in 2017 to support our family there. We were in the People's Republic until 2021. What a rough ride, especially during the COVID hysteria. Anyway, we now live in Utah, but we still listen to you online on the Odyssey app, I assume. Thank you very much, Wendy. About Representative John Curtis, now Senator-elect John Curtis, he is a single-issue politician. His big deal is climate change. He believes he has all the answers for the issue. He portrays himself as a climate change moderate. He's not. After our experiences with all the crazy stuff they do in California to, quote, save the planet, we are disappointed with the stance of Curtis. And aside, California's fires are mainly caused by poor forest management, especially in the northern counties. Senator Mike Lee is a star. Please support him. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping on, keeping on. Well, thank you, Wendy. It's great to hear that you listen in Utah. It's phenomenal. But look, this Nikki Haley is a disgrace. Just so you know, during the campaign, I did not want her on this show. I didn't care. I knew she was out there trying to help Dave McCormick. I didn't care. I didn't want her on the show. I did a lot to support Dave McCormick, as you know, and I did everything the campaign what I could to help. That was the one thing I wouldn't do was have Nikki Haley on the show. I told DeSantis that. I'm like, no, if they pitch her, no, absolutely friggin' not. I don't even think they did, though, right, Matt? I don't think they ever even, I don't think she knows I hate her. I don't think she would have even wanted to come on the show.
There was brief discussion of a joint interview, but it never happened.
Yeah, it never happened. I guarantee your people killed it. They're like, Zioli hates you. Hates you. She knows I hate her. Hey, I despise her. And now I hate her even more. I think she's the worst. I really do. She's a rat. She's, oh, what a snake. What a snake. This is her now raising concerns about Tulsi Gabbard and her dumb SiriusXM show. The only problem with playing this now is that people are going to actually hear it. That's the only downside to this. Because nobody listens to that stupid SiriusXM Nikki Haley show. I don't even know what channel it's on. Nobody does. But now they're going to actually hear it because this is a real radio show. 50,000 watts, the Odyssey app. You can listen for free across the country, like in Utah or Ohio, MJ and Susie, or Florida or Texas. N-word R. Murrow, he's down there. N-word R. Murrow, he's down in Texas, I think. Minnie's in Texas. And people all over. The Zioli army's all over. We could invade Canada tomorrow. But my point is, this show reaches people. Nikki Haley's dumb show doesn't. But I want to play this for you because it's how you know that I'm right when I tell you that these swamp creatures are going to try to destroy Tulsi Gabbard and try to destroy Bobby Kennedy. And this is the playbook here. So let's start with cut number 7.
So now she's defended Russia, she's defended Syria, she's defended Iran, and she's defended China. Now, she has not denounced any of these views, none of them. She hasn't taken one of them back. DNI, Department of National Intelligence, this is not a place for a Russian, Iranian, Syrian, Chinese sympathizer. DNI has to analyze real threats. Are we comfortable with someone like that at the top of our national intelligence agencies?
See what I mean? She doesn't praise Russia. She doesn't praise Syria. She doesn't praise China. What the hell is Nikki Haley talking about? But this is what they're going to do to try to destroy her nomination because they want to keep the war in Ukraine going. Bottom line, that's it. They can't stop the commander-in-chief, but they can try to stop all the people around him to the best they can. If they won't go in there and give him the advice, Mr. President, you need to keep this war going. So Nikki Haley is the mouthpiece of the neoconservative Republican old school guard. I want them gone. Like, I want all of them gone. It's what I talked about with Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation yesterday. These are the people that spy on us. These are the people that have let this the bureaucracy grow unchecked. These are the people that stood by and did nothing as the deep state tried to take out Donald Trump. They let it happen with the Hunter Biden laptop story. These are bad, bad friggin' people. And they're going to try to undermine him again. Nikki Haley she's a female Mitch McConnell. And I don't know, maybe she has a bigger penis than Mitch McConnell. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't want to judge. I'm just simply saying, but it's unbelievable. I know that was a very petty thing to say. I just saw a whole thing about Nancy Mace talking about penises in the bathroom, and now it just came to my head. See, thank you. Thank you, Nancy Mace, for putting that in my head. Thank you. All right. But I got to get into that, too, because that's a whole other issue. But I just don't think Mitch has a big one. That's my point. Anyway, here's her slamming. It's terrible. I said, come on. Did you grow up, please? A little maturity here. I can't. The show's too serious. I don't want the show to be so serious today, Matt DeSantis. A nuclear war. You know what I mean? So if I got to make bathroom, D jokes to lighten things up, I got to do it. What can I say?
Speaking of bathroom jokes, I know you mentioned Mace a second ago. If you don't play Cut 26 today, I'm going to be so angry.
Well, then I definitely won't play it.
No. I shouldn't have said anything. Darn. It was my own fault. I walked right into that trap.
How long did it take you to edit Cut 26?
Oh, it took me forever. I think the whole thing is maybe 30, 40 seconds long, but every other word is a curse. It took me ages to get that thing done.
Was it more time or less time than the Trump the dump 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 guy?
Trump the dump 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 was a little bit longer because his clip, if I remember correctly, was about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the frequency of the profanity was pretty similar.
That guy is still my favorite audio of the campaign that we ever played. That guy is the best. We may have to replay that. Just because it's such a heavy show today, we may have to just replay that just to lighten the mood a little bit. I don't be sitting here talking about nuclear war. It's not my fault, but what am I going to do? I mean, Biden and the administration's flirting with disaster here. Well, that's a good song, Justin, Flirting with Disaster. I haven't played that in a little while. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm calling out responses. What's that?
We got very sidetracked. Do you want to hear what she had to say about Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Fine. Yes, I do. I hate her. Have I made that clear how much I hate Nikki Haley?
I think, yeah, people get the point.
See, I want to make sure I'm being passionate enough with my thoughts and not being, mealy mouth or middle of the road. So I'm being told in talk radio it's good to take very strong positions on things. I just want to make sure I'm meeting that criteria. What the radio consultants say. Got to pick strong positions. So let me make this abundantly clear. I absolutely bleeping hate Nikki Haley. Bleeping hate her. I'm not going to make Matt DeSantis bleep it. I'll just say bleeping. All right? There should be no confusion over this. All right, here's what she said about Kennedy. Go ahead.
RFK Jr., our possible future health human services appointee, endorsed Al Gore. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. He said just this past year that he and Trump's positions, quote, could not be further apart. He is strongly pro-choice. He wants to go back to Roe v. Wade standards and allow abortion up until the time of birth. The summary of it all, he's a liberal Democrat, environmental attorney, trial lawyer, who will now be overseeing 25% of our federal budget and has no background in health care. So some of you may think RFK is cool. Some of you may like that he questions what's in our food and what's in our vaccines. But we don't know, when he is given reins to an agency, what decisions he's going to make behind the scenes. And the Senate needs to ask the hard questions to him before we go and approve him.
Okay. First of all, that was boring as hell for a radio show. That's her radio show. That's the Nikki Haley show. Stupid, dumb. Let's see the ratings on that. SiriusXM doesn't do ratings, though, but I can guarantee you those ratings are in the toilet if they did. Number one. Number two, so I didn't mean to make a toilet joke and then number two. I'm sorry. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, clearly. My inner 10-year-old is coming out with all this nuclear war talk. It's reminding me of the movie The Day After, Jason Robards.
Well, if you want to get some sleep tonight, can I recommend listening to the Nikki Haley live SiriusXM show before bedtime?
It was so boring. But that's the playbook. That's what she's going to do. They see that what that is an insight. And the reason why I played that for you is it's an insight into what the Senate Republicans are going to do to try to stop Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard from getting in there. And it's because the powerful special interests do not want them in there, period. That's the playbook. That's the playbook. That's what they're using. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. And you will appreciate the fact that he's there. If you got any health benefits, dental benefits expiring by the end of the year, make sure you use them. His office will help you figure that out, okay? VanariaDental.com. No, it's a real problem, because the Gates thing, from what I'm being told, what our sources tell us, New York Times, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who was never a fan of Gates, said he believed prior to Gates' withdrawal that it would be very difficult for him to get confirmed. Just knowing the Senate, it's an uphill battle. Every person going through confirmation, it's nothing to do with getting yeses. It's about keeping the nose off the board. And I think it was a challenge for him when he started. And as more reports came out, I think the challenge became harder and harder. Mullen added that he and Gates had not had harsh words through the process and only talked once. I have not publicly spoken harsh about him since the nomination, even though what I said was accurate when I said it. But I also respect President Trump's ability to pick the right people he needs for the cabinet. The right people. Here's, let me just point this out, because this kind of backs up what I was saying to you about the attacks on Tulsi Gabbard. Here is Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz sticking with the claim that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. So what's happening now is that the war industrial complex is going to do everything they can to stop her. And all they're going to keep saying is Russia. And you're going to have all these Republicans turn around and go, are you really going to support a Russian sympathizer? Are you really going to support someone who's sympathetic to Vladimir Putin? Now, that's a lie. That's what they're going to say. You got these four senators cover for them to stop her. Well, you see Mitch McConnell coming out and going, Russia. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong on this. I got a very bad feeling about these two. I got a very bad feeling about their chances here, given this, given with Gates. Because they can make up anything about anybody. And even if it's true, they either decide to use it or not use it. I'll give you a great example. Bob Menendez. Great example. So everybody knew Senator Menendez was a corrupt son of a bitch forever in New Jersey politics. Everybody knew that. Corrupt SOB. Sorry, the kids may be in the car. Half days today for some nonsense. I don't know why. Can't figure this out, but thank God my wife's a saint. But my point is, they knew the guy was corrupt. Everybody knew he was corrupt. But the only time they went after him is when he crossed Obama on the Iran deal, and then when he crossed Biden on the Iran deal. They're fine with your corruption, as long as you stay in your lane. And they have everything. They got something on everybody. And if they need to use it, they use it. That's what happens. That's how these people work. So here's Wasserman Schultz, that knucklehead, cut 27.
And I know you did say that Tulsi Gabbard is likely a Russian asset, and you received backlash for that. What's your response to that?
You know, just look, I'm not the only one that said that or questioned her alliance with the United States and our interests. I mean, she's a Russian sympathizer. She is someone who has.
Do you think she could be trusted with the nation's secrets? If I may cut in.
I do not think that she's someone who can be trusted with the nation's secrets. And I don't think our Five Eyes allies and our allies around the world will trust her with theirs. And that is what will really put America in a very difficult national security situation when we don't have the full trust of our allies that we work with, that she's going to put intelligence agents out across the globe, or maybe she won't. Maybe she, because she sympathizes with some of our enemies, will decide not to make sure that we can have real windows of intelligence into what's going on there and make us and put us further in jeopardy. It's unacceptable.
Does she not sound exactly like Nikki Haley? Does she not sound exactly like Nikki Haley there? That's a Democrat congresswoman from Florida who also, by the way, runs a Twisted Sister cover band. Tell me she doesn't look exactly like Dee Snider right now. If you're watching on YouTube stream, tell me she doesn't look exactly like Dee Snider. She, I think they're the same person. Have you ever seen them in the same room together at the same time? Have you ever seen Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the guy from Twisted Sister in the same room at the same time, Justin? Have you? Never.
I can't say that I have.
DeSantis, have you?
No, I've not.
No. She has a Twisted Sister cover band, and she plays karaoke on the weekends. That's what, she sounds exactly like Nikki Haley. They said the same thing. Pat's in Wayne, PA. Pat, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I'm new to it, and really, I was telling your producer, I locked your call-in numbers into my phone because I think you and I are going to be friends.
Excellent.
It's one of these, you are so right on Nikki Haley. She is such a snake, and she's so detrimental to this country. The one thing they don't talk about, and I don't understand this, if I'm not mistaken, Russia is the 11th largest economy in the world. Less than California. They're not a huge threat. They're really not.
Right.
And for them to be doing, but they're not talking about China, who's in their back pocket. And where, you know, it's such disinformation. They're truly dangerous to our country. I believe they're disloyal to America. And I appreciate you not having her on and just taking a stand and calling her out, man. Keep it going. I really do believe, I'm sorry to see Matt Gaetz go. I do believe he was a sacrificial lamb. But I also think it shows, like, hey, we're going to clean some stuff up, and it's time for us Americans to be bold again. Stop being polite. Call it as you see it. Stand strong. And the other side is going to wilt. They have nothing to stand on, and I think guys like you can help lead the way for us. So I appreciate you.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it, buddy. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you. I appreciate it very much. Mike's in Hamilton. Mike, what's going on?
Mike. Hey, Rich.
Hey,
how
Mike.
You doing, man? Long time no speak.
Yeah, where you been all my life?
I don't know. You
okay.
Don't write? You don't phone? I don't know. Anyway, let me know next time you're down at the Pollock Club.
Okay.
I want to come and buy you some cheap wine. Hey, I have a mob Nikki Haley.
Can you say the Pollock Club? I don't even know. Are you allowed to say that? Is that a thing? Like, is that okay?
No. What happens at the PAC stays at the PAC.
I feel like you just used an ethnic slur on the show, and I'm gonna get feedback from the Polish community.
Uh-oh.
The Polish American community.
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Well, that's what we call it anyway.
Justin, what do we do about that? Do we do anything about that?
If he's a member, I think it's fine.
If he's Polish, he can say Polish Club. I can't say it because I'm not Polish, but he can say it. All right. I mean, but Justin's got a lot of Polish friends. If they're angry at him, Mike, I'm blaming you, though. If the Polish mafia comes after Justin, it's your fault.
I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I have a mob name for Nikki Haley.
Oh, good. Now you're going to make Italian ethnic slurs, too. Why don't you do that, too, Mike, while you're at it? That's great.
No, it's not Italian. It's Nikki No Lips.
Nikki No Lips, okay.
She doesn't have lips.
She doesn't
you can use a little Botox, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's terrible. That's just rude, Mike. Ethnic slurs. Now you're going after the woman's looks. I mean, what's going on with you today? Unbelievable.
I'm all wound up, you know?
We all are. It's all the new. It's all the nuclear. All the nuclear talk.
I'm starting to get over the euphoria of winning and back to the reality of how they're going to just, you know, botch everything up. They're just going to just go after everybody, and it's going to take us some time to, you know, get any real meaningful change done.
Well, it's going to be a battle. No doubt about it, Mike. It's going to be a battle. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
I'll see you at the Polish Club at some point. The Polish Club. My buddy just texted me.
Oh, the YouTube chat said big producer Dan Borowski might have an issue with it.
Is Big Dan offended? Big Dan can weigh in right now.
Well, I'll see if I can get him on the line.
That's so funny. Oh, man. Oh, it's great. We got to keep our sense of humor. Otherwise, we're going to lose our friggin' minds. I'm telling you, that's what the threat of nuclear war does. I revert to a 10-year-old boy, make bathroom D jokes, and also, obviously, Mike in Hamilton, you know, can't help with the racial and ethnic humor. I mean, what can you do? I'm just kidding. Nobody's really offended. Relax. Except that one caller. He's offended. He's offended by freaking everything. Yes, I want kids to smoke cigarettes. And what was he offended about yesterday? What was yesterday's thing?
He just said, Rich Zeoli, big tough guy, F off.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Tough Guy, but with no sense of friggin' humor. All right, we got a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead from the Grand Hotel of Cape May. We're going to be back December 20th for our next live show. And hopefully we'll get our buddy Jeff Van Drew there to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll do 30 minutes of nonstop talk. I want to take your calls, your thoughts. We got a lot more to get to. Breaking news all around. Obviously, the big story of the day, Matt Gaetz, his nomination. But what it spells for me is trouble down the road for two people, Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy. I hope I'm wrong. I just see the swamp doing what the swamp always does. I want to be wrong on this. I hope I am. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that. So then the question becomes, who should President Trump nominate for Attorney General of the United States of America? And what's going on in New Jersey? Why do they want to ban bird feeders? What the hell's going on with that? We'll talk about that as well. More fallout from the Bucks County Commissioner's meeting yesterday. That lunatic blaming her decision to vote to violate Pennsylvania state election law on Roe v. Wade. Yes. That clip that I posted went super viral. I think we're at 250,000 views right now on X. So we'll talk about all that straight ahead. And the question for you is, just how bad is this Ukraine-Russia situation going to get before Trump's inauguration? Will the inauguration even happen? Could it be that bad? Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.